The University of Wisconsin system is in search of a new leader. System President Ray Cross announced his retirement Friday after 5 years on the job and more than 40 in higher education. The 71-year-old will stay on as president until the Board of Regents hires a successor. Education reporter Emily Files has more on Cross's tenure.
In an interview in June, Cross told WUWM that he was worried about Wisconsin's future if the state didn't properly invest in the UW system. At the time, he was in another funding battle, trying to convince Republican legislators to provide more operating revenue for the next 2 years.
We have employers around the state. Everywhere I go, they're screaming for talent. They're screaming for people. We can't get these people. We can't get these. This is a wise investment and a long-term investment that in 20 years from now, if we don't invest thoughtfully at this point and at a level that's appropriate, we'll regret that.
Cross has been system president during a politically contentious time for the universities. GOP lawmakers and former Governor Scott Walker slashed funding and imposed a tuition freeze, which is still in effect. Some criticized Cross, saying he didn't take a strong enough stand against Republican cuts to the system. But UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone says Cross has been a powerful advocate during difficult times.
To have a tuition freeze and to not have the resources that are needed, that deprives a lot in the state of what is so necessary to move education and advances forward. And Ray has been at the front of the line, really making strong arguments to that end.
Mone says Cross also recognized Milwaukee's importance to the system.
Ray has been consistently talking about how Milwaukee goes, so goes the state of Wisconsin.
State funding was one challenge for Cross. Another was declining enrollment, especially at UW two-year colleges. In an effort to keep those institutions afloat, Cross ushered through a major restructure. Two-year colleges were consolidated with four-year universities. Cross said the restructure would save money in the long term, but it doesn't solve the problem of declining enrollment, something the next system president will need to take up. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.